Good day, good day, good day. This is Quoving with MJ. I am MJ, coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing today? Ah, it is what we call hump day. It's the middle of the week. And guess what? You made it this far. Yes, you made it this far. I know the week so far may have been crazy for you, but you're getting it done. I want you to check some things off your list. I want you to be so proud of your accomplishments. You are doing this. You know, you may have been down for a little while, but you're coming back up. The years prior, they were rough. I know they were rough because they were rough for me. But God is who He says He is. He keeps His word. See, trouble don't last always. Yes. And some people want to see you stuck. Yeah, but they just don't know you like that. They don't know you like that. They don't even know who you are for real. They don't know that you serve a God that will not keep you down. It's just a process. And sometimes we just don't want to trust the process. But the process is good because you got to go through to get to. Yes, you got to go through something to get to something. And whatever it is that you're trying to get to, you're going to get there. But you got to trust the process. And the process is never easy because you have to take those steps with it. And if you're not willing to trust the process, then you'll fail. See, sometimes we got to be patient when we don't even want to be patient. But patience is real. You know what they say, patience is a virtue? It really, really is. Because if you're patient, you're not going to be what I call scattered about it. All over the place. You'll be in one direction trying to get it done. And you know, sometimes God will send some wonderful angels. And I say angels because you know what? They come bearing gifts. They're not looking for anything, and they just bless you just because you've been a blessing to them, being in their presence. You know, sometimes we're around family, friends who really don't see us or appreciate us. But I say to you, go where you are, celebrate it and not tolerate it. If people are just tolerating you, I know you feel some kind of way because you can feel it. But if they're celebrating you, you can feel that too. See, you know deep inside who shows up for you. You know who checks on you to make sure that you're okay. But you also know those ones that will tell their tales and they lies just to try to make you look some kind of way. But don't you worry about them. You keep on rising to the top, just like cream, baby. Because that's what cream does. It rises. And you gonna rise too. Never stop, never stop, never stop. Until it's over. You know what that means, right? That means you'll be 6 feet deep when you stop. Because I know that's when I'll stop, when I'm 6 feet deep. Never stop, never stop, never stop. Because life is worth living. No matter what it looks like. Now, you may not have everything that you want or you desire right now. But I'm going to tell you a little secret. Write it down and make it plain before the Lord. Now, manifestation is real if you believe. Only if you believe. Your heart's desires are yours. He gives every man the desire of his heart. He really does. All you got to do is what I say. Trust the process. Trust the process. And you'll see what I'm talking about. You know, as a single woman, you know, sometimes you desire love, but you don't really expect for love to find you. But you never know who's watching you. Yeah, that part. And so love will knock on your door when you at least expect it. You know how I love you. I love you today with that agape love. You know that love that heals, that love that saves, that love that redeemed a sinner like me. a sinner like me and redeems a sinner like you. Yes, we're all sinners saved by God's grace. And we have to realize that. It's the things that we don't pray for that we don't know that we're doing. So, you know, sometimes, you know, it really all the time, I always pray. I say, God, you know, forgive me for the sins I know of and the ones I don't. I have to include those because, you know, we sin daily. We just don't think we do. We think we are a perfect people when we are imperfect people. We are flawed and a lot of us are broken and not willing to heal ourselves. Well, I say to you, take the time to heal you before you try to fix anyone else. Work on the person in the mirror, that beautiful, intelligent being that God created. Because I say to you, no matter who you are or where you are, God don't make no mess, baby. And again, I love you with that Jesus juice, that juice that heals, that juice that saves, that juice that redeemed a sinner like me. I am his clay. He is my potter. He's molding me. Yes, molding me. And he wants to mold you too if you let him. Well, I'll see you tomorrow if the creek don't rise. You know that's what my mama used to say, right? Mwah. Bye for now. Make sure you guys follow, share, and like.